afternoon, and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. I'm going to try and stay on topic because I'm very close to a very angry rant about Best Buy, which admittedly is partially... it is partially my fault. I'm not going to deny that. I didn't know the release date of... Anyway, maybe we'll get into that if we have time at the end. Because I saw Living, then... You know, let's get the Best Buy story out of the way first, because at this point I feel like it is kind of, not important, but it is kind of part of it at this point. I went to, my thing was, my brother had pre-ordered SpongeBob the Cosmic Shake, and it came in the mail already. I was like, oh shit, I thought the release date was at the end of the month, but I guess it was Friday, which makes sense, and not in the middle of the week, because it's a video game. Video games are Friday release dates. And I was like, oh shit, alright, so that makes sense. So I was like, alright, so what I'll do is I'll go today, after I go to the movies, I will go and pick up a copy of The Cosmic Shake, so I can get started on it for a review. So I went to the movies, left the movies, and was like, alright, well, let me go to Best Buy and pick it up. So I go to Best Buy, and they have, like, 17 copies of them sitting out on the shelf. I'm like, oh, that's sweet. All right, let me get that. And I pick up the copy, go up to the front. And I think that, like, this kind of perfectly encapsulates all the bullshit regarding shoplifting, which is one of those things which I worked retail for many years, and they talked about the shoplifting numbers at Rite Aid in New York City. And it's, I broke the numbers down, and I'm like, that's below their goal for the year, before this quote-unquote shoplifting surge. Like, the difference is now there's a surge in prosecution of the shoplifting, but I digress. Either way, so one of the things you'll notice is that stores will have security and stuff like that. So I go to Best Buy, there's five people hovering around the fucking security thing at the front door. I get my game, go up to the front, and I'm standing in line, and, I'm standing there for a good 15 minutes before someone comes over and helps. And it's not just me. It's like there's a line of people. And it's like, the fuck? Like, you have four people all hovering around to make sure no one walks out with anything. And it's like, all right, good for you, I guess. You give a lot of high-value stuff here. I mean, I guess if you need four people to do that, you know, sure. But, like, when you see a line form, can you send, like, one of them over to open up a register? Either way, so I'm standing in this line. And finally, it's my turn. I get up to the front, and the guy scans it, and I get the one guy who's actually paying attention, and he's like, oh, it says pre-order, and I'm like, oh, does it? Like, I don't fucking know what day the game comes out. It's sitting there on the shelf. I went to pick it up, and, you know, now here we are. It's a thrilling story. So, he calls over the manager. The manager's like, oh, sorry, this shouldn't have been out yet. And I'm like, number one, the fact that I was able to find a game on the shelf in the Switch section is beyond me. Because that, the store is so poorly stocked at every opportunity in every department. And it looks like the store is closing. It's so poorly stocked everywhere. And it's like, the fact that I found it, it's like the only game you have on the shelf over there. You have like 90 copies of it. I picked up one and it's like, all right, well, you know, and then it's like, oh, well, we can't sell it. It says pre-order. And it's like, my first thought was, like, can't you just sell it to me as a pre-order and then just, you know, say I picked it up? Like, does it fucking matter? Like, just in 2 days when it comes out, like, I stood in this line for 20 minutes already, like, and here we are, like, can you do me that service at least? Like, but no. So I ended up leaving with nothing, so that was a total waste of about 20 minutes. A little more than that, because I stopped to go to the bathroom in Best Buy, because while Best Buy doesn't have much else, it does have a clean bathroom that my movie theater does not have. So, I know that sounds like I'm being a bit of a bitch about this whole situation, because really, it's on me, because I should have known the game wasn't out, so I shouldn't have even gone in the first place. But, in my defense, I can't be bothered to remember every date for everything, and, it is, like, I don't get my news directly from, like, the sites for the games. Usually, I get my news from aggregators, and they can be wrong, so, you know, who knows. Either way, at this point, I'm probably going to try and ask THQ Nordic to give me a copy. Either way, here we are, and we're here to talk about Living. now that we're out of the world of Best Buy. And I'm now running late for the football game that I was looking forward to seeing. Because at least had I walked out with the game, I would have been like, all right, at least I... Because the thing is, too, if I walked out with the game and I had a receipt, I could have, you know... And this sounds so pissy, because I used to hate when people do this shit when I worked retail. But, like, I could do the survey and be like, what the fuck? Like, you know... Because it's not that they pay attention to the survey a lot of times. It's like, I know how little we pay attention to the survey. Like, oh, good. Don't block the box. Unless you're this guy who has a special thing on his license that says you can block the box. I feel like it's not such a bitch today. Anyway. So Living, which is Bill Nighy's new movie. It's an adaptation of Akira by Kurosawa. Into English. Which I guess is good, because a lot of people don't like watching, you know, foreign films. So it'll probably reach a wider audience, but just watch it with the subtitles. It's not that big a deal. And I'll say this, too, about my movie theater, which, again, I sound like I'm bitching, but they did this renovation, and you've heard the bitching about the renovation before. Maybe because I slept wrong last night. Maybe it is just I saw two really depressing movies in a row, and at least tonight I watched something uplifting like fucking The Last of Us. But, like, I'm sitting in this theater, and I have yet to, since they've reopened all the screens post-renovation, I have yet to have an experience where there wasn't something off in some facet of the movie. Either the screen's too dark, or the, like, part of, like, this one, it's like, the screen's too dark, and part of the screen's obscured, because, like, the top, there's, like, a bar across the top that, like, looks like someone has their finger in the way, and I'm like, what the fuck? You just got these new projectors and this new system, I'm like, what the fuck? How did you fuck this up already? So it's not, like, I don't know, it's not a bad movie. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It was actually really good, and it is the story of this guy who, he's a bureaucrat working in the county in, in England. And as part of this, he is, what was the word I'm looking for here? He is, he finds out that he has terminal cancer. He's got, like, 6 months to live. But look, he doesn't know how to handle it, because he's been working, and he's in, you know, living to work, all of his life, and now he's found out that, you know, he's only got 6 months left, and he felt that he's wasted his life, so now he's trying to get out there and learn how to live for the first time in his life, and you end up with this story of him starting to become a, you know, what's it called? Starting to become, you know, more of a person, and starting to become less just the guy at work and more an independent, you know, person. And it's an interesting story in that regard. And I feel like there are a few places where it's like I probably would have cut that, because it's a weird thing that really only padded the runtime by about 7 minutes. And I'm like, well, why are we bothering with this? Like, there's a thing with the son, his son and his wife. He keeps going out with this girl, played by Amy Lou Wood. He keeps going out with her, and, like, not going out, like, in a date or anything romantic. It's a platonic thing, where it's like he sees her and the way she is, and he's, like, trying to, like, you know, spend time with someone and spend time, you know, becoming someone better and learning how to live and how to be a better person through that. I feel like, you know, and someone in his neighborhood sees them together and tells the daughter-in-law, like, you know, he's out there gallivanting with this young girl. You might want to get on that. And she goes, so there's this whole thing where it's like, you gotta talk to him about this. This is weird. And it's like, I don't think that's needed for the movie, because, like, the thing is, it's like, at the end, there's this big debate over, did he know, did he not know? He was sick, which we, the audience, know he knew, but, like, the family doesn't. So the son's like, did he know he was sick? But my thing is, you had the conversation with the nosy neighbor who saw him out with Mrs. Harris, I think her character's name is, and it's like, it seems pretty straightforward to answer this question. Like, yes, he knew because he was out talking. Even if it was a platonic thing, it's like, oh, he's skipping work and he's with this person. Like, oh, it all kind of makes sense. Like, it's a weird situation to be in, and I don't know if that is held over. I've never seen the original movie. I don't know if that's carried over from the original, which is kind of funny because I was sitting here getting on my high horse about, oh, just watch the original, just watch the original. It's like, I haven't seen the original, but you all should go watch the original. Be better than me. Go out and watch the original. And it's one of those things where it's like, it should have clicked into place a little bit better. The other thing I would have liked to have seen was some kind of nexus connecting his adventures trying to learn to live, or what he's learning from talking to people and all of that. That connecting better to him deciding to make the changes regarding, like, him and at his job. Because that's the big resolution that happens for him, is he realizes that, like, I shouldn't just be here pushing things around and moving things around, because ultimately it's not doing anything. I mean, the closest we get to that is her telling him that she calls him Mr. Zombie, because he's kind of just the walking dead. He comes in and, you know, that's it. Like, I would have preferred something a little bit stronger in his arc to push that along. And again, this is another one of those movies that ends like 6 times, and I really don't need it to do that. Like, the ending moment is sad and heartbreaking, and it's him, you know, singing the song that he used to have with his wife, and he's sitting in the swing. Like, it's a sad moment, and it's a great moment to go out on. But there's so much stuff that happens before that I'm like, can we just pick one thing to be the thing we go out on? And not just like, here are 6 different endings, we'll decide what we want to do in post, and then when they shoot them all, and then it's like, well, we like them all, so we'll just keep them all in. I don't need that. I'm tired of that. Like, just give me 1 or 2, and then we'll move on from there. And I don't think they do a good enough job with laying out... holy crap, I'm tired. Laying out the connecting that, you know, it's because of that he's going to resolve to be better at his job and do his job to a better degree. And I feel like, you know, maybe an interaction with someone else, like, that has been impacted would be helpful. Like, maybe an interaction with the women who are trying to get the playground made. Maybe that would have gone a long way to make the movie fit a little bit better. And I feel like that's something else that was kind of missing for me. I'm not saying the movie's bad. There's a lot of great things that they do in here, and I think that the emotional moments do land, and I think that the cinematography is all great. There's a lot of great things that happen there, and I'm not taking any of that away from it. It's just a little bit in the narrative that, if you want to break it down, there's a little bit of an issue getting from point A to point B in a clean and cohesive way. But we'll wrap up there for today. We will be back with another episode tomorrow about The Last of Us Episode 3. We are still going to catch up on, what was that other one? What was the name of that game? National Treasure. We're going to catch up on that. We're going to catch up on Poker Face. But, I figured out a way to be able to play the game I'm playing while also watching TV, which is a bit of a thing that I discovered PC Game Pass yesterday, and then that new game Hi-Fi Rush, which is pretty cool, but the issue was I couldn't figure out how to do both at the same time. I figured out a way to do it, but we'll wrap up there for today. So until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.